What's up, y'all? Welcome back to the Stormcrow Comic Cast, Volume 3, Issue 2. I'm Ruben G.
I'm Kevin Merrill.
And we're continuing with Superior Spider-Man, this time Issue 2.
Yeah.
Now, previously, you'll remember that last issue ended with the Superior Spider-Man trapping and defeating the Sinister Six on live television. And towards the end there, Spidey kind of goes off. I don't know if he was in some sort of mania of victory as he's winning, you know, and he starts brutally pummeling the boomerang and sort of to within an inch of his life. And the killing stroke is halted only by the very last moment. Peter Parker, still somehow existing within Doc Ock's mind, pulling his arm back, that sort of blue ghostly image of Peter's.
He's very much so illustrated like a Star Wars Jedi ghost.
Right. Yeah, totally. So, and that leads us into issue number two.
He's wearing a robe. I don't know. It's kind of weird.
Using the Force. Yeah.
But no, I guess we should start off talking about this cover very first part of this issue. Looks like we got Spider-Man being a little bit aggressive with MJ here. You know, he's kissing her or whatever, holding her back, tilting her back, and she just looks like she has no idea what's going on.
Her eyes are wide. He's got his mask pulled up, so he's kissing her and just kind of like throwing her back as if they're dancing.
Throwing her back with such force that like her hair is like swooping all the way, you know, in front of her.
Kind of having his way with her. And, you know, she's not like struggling free or anything, but she's very much taken aback. It's kind of funny.
But anyway, so we open up this issue. We got Spidey swinging over some building. It says second day on the job. And the press is out. Here he comes. One guy shouts out. And his internal monologue continues. And not one of them knows I'm a different Spider-Man. But soon they'll all learn that I am a far superior one.
Yeah, at least in the eyes of the public, he's really, this is like the second time in a row, I guess, he's really, you know, putting himself out in front of the media very purposefully, you know?
And, you know, two of the reporters kind of comment to each other. You know, one says two days in a row and Spidey's the lead story. Another kind of replies, what, doesn't he deserve it for once? And they kind of continue their dialogue. Oh, he couldn't deserve it more if he planned it, which I think is very a very interesting line that Dan Slott decided to throw in there, because he's obviously planning a lot of this stuff at this point. You know, the last issue, he was calling in the press to be at a place at a certain time and, you know, calling in advance for them to have plenty of time to get there.
That's right. And he's being presented, you know, he's. This woman, she works, I guess, for the university. She's Ruth Goldman, Dean of Students. And behalf of everyone here at Empire State University, I want to thank you for locating our stolen science equipment so quickly. It was no trouble at all, ma'am. And so modest.
Yeah.
You know, so like, no, he's not being modest. He's totally like grabbing for attention or whatnot. And like, to sort of play a little, what is it, couch chair psychology, like, he is going out of his way to get attention. And I sort of wonder if Otto feels like he's never gotten the recognition he deserves.
I think a lot of that's in play, know, right now.
Right.
And he's just enjoying being in the spotlight, definitely, for once, instead of being, you know, condemned in the press or whatever else when he actually did get some notoriety as Dr. Octopus.
Well, he's lapping it up here. And, the line, and so modest. What a punchline. He is not being modest.
But anyway, so a very familiar face shows up, J. Jonah Jameson, who I did not realize, but because I've not read a lot of recent Spider-Man stuff, he's mayor now?
Yeah, he's mayor of New York, apparently. Now, I've been out of the loop for quite a while myself. It's, you know, become evident throughout our books here. But J. Jonah Jameson is the mayor, and he is absolutely, what is it? He's riding the coattails of Spider-Man's popularity trying to get in on the action.
And, so, you know, he shows up and Spidey responds, what an unexpected honor. And J. Jonah goes, and as the bigger man here, I'm magnanimous enough to admit you were wrong about me and maybe I've been wrong about you. So on behalf of the Marla Jameson Memorial Fund, let me just say you've done a heck of a job here, Spidey. this is kind of like the start of a theme that's all throughout this issue of Spider-Man, actual Spider-Man, Peter Parker, his ghost just losing his mind right. over everything that's happening. Because yeah. once J. Jonah says that, he goes, that's not Spider-Man. And
that's Otto Octavius, you flat top fink. Dr. Octopus in my body.
And Doc Ock just this whole time is going, anything for the forces of law and order.
Yeah.
And this page is kind of broken out. It's got three layers of panels. You got two side by side at the top, and then the bottom two just kind of take up the entire width of the page.
Right, right.
So at this point, the kind of, I guess you could say the point of view is focused in on the handshake between J. Jonah and Spidey.
That's right.
And then just the look on Peter's face.
Yeah, standing between them, just he can't believe what he's seeing, that Spidey and J. Jonah are getting along in any kind of way. You know, it's funny because as much as junk as Jameson's given Spider-Man over the years, I think he still wants everybody to know that's not really him. And yeah. it's like, you know, probably a little bit on the side of Jameson here, just astounded though. I can't believe it. After all these years, Jonah finally makes nice, and he does it over my dead body, or my live body with Doc Ock's brain. Oh, I can't take it anymore. It's crazy town banana pants.
to which we have a change of scene. Yeah. And MJ is saying, it's crazy town banana pants.
What?
And she's speaking with her friend here, Carly.
Yeah.
Do you have some background info on Carly that you're wanting to share?
Carly, like when I was reading Spider-Man actively, it was back in the 90s and it took a long break. So some of the characters I wasn't as familiar with, just like you weren't aware Jameson was mayor at this point.
Yeah.
I sort of had to figure out exactly who Carly was. And I don't know when she was introduced, but she was at the very least sort of retconned as an old friend of the group. I guess she knew Gwen Stacy and like a lot of these characters. And obviously Mary Jane, she's very close with. Now, she was a cop, and we talked about how we got in this predicament last time with Spidey and Ock actually switching minds. And what happened was Doc Ock switches minds with Peter Parker, makes his escape as Spider-Man, and Spidey, of course, stuck in the body of Doc Ock, imprisoned on the raft. Well, he makes his escape. Peter makes his escape and seeks out the technology, the Gold Octobot, to try and switch back, to try and reverse the process.
Yeah.
The Golden Octobot or whatever is in police custody. So he's breaking in to a police facility. And who does he meet there but Carly? And he tries to explain really briefly, you know, that it's not really Doc Ock, that it's really Pete.
Right.
But of course, she doesn't believe him. And she's got her gun raised, ends up shooting. Doc Ock deflects the bullet with one of his arms. It hits Carly in the shoulder.
Ricochets back off of the arm.
Right, right. Yeah. And so she gets wounded, goes to hospital, recovers. Obviously, Doc Ock, Peter Parker's mind in Doc Ock, does die.
Yeah.
But so they've had some interaction. And because of that moment where Peter Parker tries to let her know what actually happened, she's got her own suspicions that play out through the rest of the story.
Okay. Well, so anyway, going back to this sort of table here, and I would assume it's MJ's apartment.
Yeah.
Says it's crazy town banana pants. Carly responds, what? Sorry, Carly, just something Peter used to say. No, I know. I picked it up from him when we were going out. Ah, I meant what brought that on? Take a guess. So when did everything get so weird? And when that's being said, we zoom in, I guess, on their TV screen.
Right. Yeah.
And the handshake between Spidey and J. Jonah is being broadcast on the air.
The little photo op that, you know, Otto had arranged.
Yeah.
Being televised.
Menace No More. So.
Yeah.
Kind of a little caption there.
That's right.
Responding to the seemingly good terms of J. Jonah and Spidey. Or now on.
Yeah, it's just bizarre, you know, and so Carly is sort of recuperating from her run-in with Ock Spidey and afterwards at Mary Jane's. And so they're talking about, you know, how her arm's improving. It's still hurting, but she's getting in the right direction. And Mary Jane drops a little bombshell that she thinks Peter and she are actually getting back together. And there's sort of not quite a spit take, but Carly almost loses it. You know, her coffee. She's got a mouthful at the moment. So then we're back. Lunch with the Watson woman.
Yeah.
This is kind of interesting for a few reasons. Of course, like Otto's like strange antisocial detachment about people. The Watson woman. Like, mm-hmm. It's not Mary Jane to him, you know, or whatever. Or maybe just the difference between their personalities that he hasn't accepted Mary Jane sort of into his heart as a longtime friend, the way Peter obviously had, you know, is still just the Watson woman. And it appears that he's thinking here, with things running smoother for Spider-Man, it's time to focus on phase two, a better life for Peter Parker. And that starts with one Mary Jane Watson. Parker was a fool for keeping such a ravishing creature at a distance. A mistake I shall now rectify. Now, to begin my opening gambit. And this next panel, you know, Peter's back in ghostly form.
Yeah.
And his exclamation, opening gambit? Who thinks like that? So funny, but also illustrative of the fact that it seems as though Peter can sort of hear what Otto's thinking,
yes.
Even if it's not said out loud. He can sort of read his mind. And, you know, it makes me wonder, what is the extent of that? You know,
right.
He can obviously hear and see what Otto sees and hears, but can't, and he can hear what he thinks. But could he feel like if Otto gets punched, is Peter going to be able to sense that pain in some way? Or if he ate some food? I mean, I know I'm stretching here, but I'm openly curious.
Like how connected are they truly?
How connected are they? Yeah. And I mean, Otto, on one hand, might not be aware at this point that Peter is actually in his mind, but he's definitely felt the effects of it. You know, he questioned why he didn't kill that guy and why he saved the cop in the previous issue. So sort of interesting how aware of each other they can really be.
Yeah. I mean, I would say if I were writing it, it would make sense to me to have Peter be able to feel everything that Doc Ock's feeling.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if he has enough, you know, it's illustrated in the last issue as Peter grabbing Superior Spider-Man's arm to keep him from killing Boomerang. But I think that's just how it's illustrated for the reader. I would think that what's actually going on there within this universe or whatever is that Peter does have is able to control him somehow. I don't think he's really hovering outside his body. I think that's to help us with the storyline.
That's right. He's not like some ghost that's almost hardening himself to pull back on Otto's arm as much as he still has influence over the body.
Yeah.
And the muscles are just, you know, different impulses to strike or to pull back. And this one impulse wins out or something.
Yeah. And if he's still attached so closely to his own body to where he can know what Doc Ock is thinking inside there, I would think it would be a no-brainer that he could actually, you know, feel from the nervous system and everything else. I would think, to me. But
and without being rough about it, I mean, like, there are times where Doc Ock, where Otto is romantically engaged with Mary Jane, and soon there might be other characters. And so it's like, you know, honestly, how much does Peter experience of that?
Yeah. So. Well, those are the times that Peter enjoys.
Yes, I know. Well, you know, life's been tough for him lately. You got to throw him a bone, so to speak. More of this funny language, you know, Mary Jane sitting across the table as Peter sits down, all dressed in a suit, which of course is funny too, all dressed up.
Yeah.
Our third date, weird, right? No, everything's going according to plan. And this is like almost one of the best Peter lines.
Yeah, he's saying supervillain stuff.
Yeah, he's saying supervillain stuff. He really is. How can no one see through this? Really funny.
Yeah. And then at some point, you know, he's actually calling out for divine intervention, just anything for it to be super obvious what's going on here.
Yeah. Fire truck runs by.
Yeah. And MJ says, guess we'll have to wait. Wait for what? Fire truck? Don't you have to deal with that? and then go on patrol. And then at this point, Spidey has made it, I'm assuming, outside of the building. It looks like he's in an alleyway there. And he says, Bob, being Spider-Man, it's so inconvenient. To which Peter replies,
yeah, welcome to my life. Literally. You want to turn over a new leaf, be a hero? It means making sacrifices. With great power comes...
Imbecile. I can see in his memories. He put up with this nonsense all the time. There has to be a better way.
Really? Well, if it's so easy, I'd like to see you try. And of course, Doc Ock does try to make his life a little easier. And as the genius as he is, he finds a few ways.
And we're introduced to this character too, saying, hey, Pete, you in there?
Back at Horizon Labs.
At Horizon Labs, yeah. Open up. It's me, Uatu.
That's what I was going with. Yeah. Uatu, maybe like an East African name or something like that.
And Bella bet me I couldn't build a working Quidditch broom. Help me on this, and I'll help you on your thing.
And then we see Grady. Give it up, dude. Parker doesn't need us anymore.
What? Since when?
Since he got himself a helper robot.
You're kidding, right?
Word. Click. Locating soldering iron. And of course, it's the living brain who he has transformed into his little, I don't know, you know, Frankenstein, is Igor, if you will, you know, his little lab assistant. And another one of these great, very villainous Doc Ock sort of pictures as we see Ock from the back over his work table.
Kind of like, hunched over it a little bit.
That's right. Gesticulating again with his arm, which he seems fond of pointing or whatnot. And he has made a little creation to help make his life more convenient.
Spider bots.
All our HeroClix friends will remember those spider bots. Behold my new and improved spider bot. Now follow my designs, my dear mechanoid, and construct another 800. Yes, this should solve everything.
And so as he goes, and the caption says, lunch with the Watson woman, second attempt.
Right.
So kind of cold and removed, it seems. Yeah. But MJ says, you sure there's time for this? What about your daily patrol? Taken care of.
You lying little one. That's the voice of Peter, of course. Yeah.
Although I will say for Doc Ock in this instance, he's not wearing a suit, which is
Change. Well, no, he's got a gray, sort of a tan sport jacket. Yeah. And he's got his, whatchamacallit. What do you call it? Not a shawl, but around his neck. Keep him warm.
A scarf.
A scarf. Thank you. That's the technical term.
Yeah. And so he says, I've deployed digital spider eyes along my usual routes. Now with a simple swipe of my patrol app, and it looks like he's holding some sort of tablet.
Yeah.
Thwart city patrolled.
Right. So he's created this 801 spider bots, sent him across the city and reviews it from his tablet.
Yeah, and Peter has to give him props for this too. He actually says, that's actually kind of clever.
Yes. Yeah. I love when they update comics with sensible things from modern times and using a tablet, using sort of, you know, wireless internet and all this stuff for Spider-Man to make, you know, patrolling the city easier. It's sensible, but it's also funny in the context of, Doc Ock thinking more creatively and being, you know, bringing a little bit of ingenuity to the Spider-Man persona.
And MJ also responds, we're assuming like directly after Peter or perhaps at the same time, maybe. That's actually kind of clever.
And Pete responds, just said that.
Clever, but not you.
Ah, she's on to you, Otto.
Like calling press conferences or not going after the Sinister Six when you knew where they were.
And then of course, Otto responding, good press helps gathering tactical data, creating this app. That's me being a smarter Spider-Man, a more efficient Spider-Man, one who has more time to spend with you. So, Mary Jane, what do you say? Do you want to spend time with me? And oh my God, this sort of wink on his eye, what a tool. Yeah. He's such a tool here.
And then Peter's just losing his mind in the background. Come on, MJ, it's not me. Don't do it. No.
Yeah.
And we move on to the Watson dating trials.
Yes, yes. It's so funny because his approach to all this emotional love stuff is very clinical. Yeah. And so throughout this issue, it's very much like his scientific experiment to hook up with Mary Jane, you know, and him balancing equations and whatnot. So on this next page, it's sort of the trials and the results in each panel. Pretty funny.
Yeah, you've got MJ and Peter sitting next to each other in this planetarium, and the ghost of Peter's sort of on the row behind him. He's going, "Can't believe you said yes." And the planetarium, who goes to the what? The yawn and stretch move? Are you serious?
Right, right. Otto is sort of like, you know, they're sitting in the bleachers, so to speak. Yawn and stretch back his arms and just place it very subtly on Mary Jane's shoulder. Good stuff.
But the results from this first trial, inconclusive.
Yeah.
Thanks for seeing me home, Tiger. Of course, Tiger.
Right, right.
Good night. You heard the lady how to hit the brakes.
That's right. It's so funny. He has so little control over here, but he's sort of rooting on, you know, that what he wants to happen.
Yeah.
Yeah. Peter is very funny.
Watson dating trials number two. We've got,
they're dancing. It looks like Peter's taking her out dancing, and it's another sort of out of character moment. You're just full of surprises, Mr. P, Mary Jane's saying to Peter. Since when did you know ballroom dancing? Since I was a little boy. My Aunt May taught me. And then Peter's sort of groaning in the background. Oi, what's next, Ock? Bingo night? Results disappointing.
Strike two, pal.
That's right. Good night. Trials number three.
Ice skating, it seems.
Yeah, they're at the Rockefeller Plaza, it looks like, skating out front of where they do, Saturday Night Live or whatever. And Peter, still not enjoying it. Oh, that's just freaking adorable. I'd say kill me, but I'm already dead. Wonder if I can ghost vomit.
Results infuriating. I want to thank you for letting me take things slow, Pete. And she kind of gives him like a little peck on the cheek.
Right, right, right.
And to which Peter's responding, I completely understand.
Yeah, not
and
so
he's,
much.
He's, yeah, he's kind of forcing those words out, it seems.
Yeah. He's begrudgingly accepting that he's getting no Mary Jane love tonight.
Yeah. Yeah. And Peter goes, me too. You know, don't you, Red? Somehow, in your heart, you know that's not me.
Right.
Trial number four.
Yes.
This is kind of the big one for the issue.
And the first panel, of course, it's over. Mary Jane owns a club now. And so they're at Mary Jane's club, MJ's. And three shadowed figures perched on an adjacent building looking down at MJ's. This is the right place? Yeah, it's the same nightclub. Name's changed. MJ's now. So there's something going on here. But Mary Jane out on the dance floor, just wanting Pete to dance with her.
Yeah. And it looks like Peter is sort of on this higher balcony, right, above the dance floor. And there's a little, like, well, sort of, it's not really, it's a one-way exchange. Peter's kind of talking, or Doc Ock as Superior Spider-Man is kind of talking to himself. And then the ghost of Peter will reply basically to what he's saying.
Right.
Says, I don't get it. And not this music. What am I doing wrong? I'm Peter Parker and she is Mary Jane. She should be mine by now.
And then Peter responds, sort of hearing this. What? You think that's all there is to it? You can't treat this like some equation. It's not about minds and bodies. It's about hearts and souls, variables you'll never understand.
We kind of return to these three shadowy villains perched up on kind of an opposing rooftop.
Right.
I say we strike now, but the boss said, I know what he said. And then the spider sense goes off.
It's very interesting, yeah, because the spider sense, the sort of squiggly lines that come out of Peter's head, they're drawn both over Otto in Spidey's body, his head, but also the ghostly image of Peter. They both seem to be having the spider sense go off, or at the very least, Pete is able to sense that Otto's spider sense is going off.
Yeah. Yeah, and then like I said, to me, this kind of implies that he can feel what the actual physical body is feeling.
I think you're right. So, yeah.
But anyway, Spider Sense, the ghost Peter kind of shouts out, come on, turn into Spidey and see what's. And Ock is kind of struggling with it. Apparently, maybe he's just not used to it or something like that. Yeah. And, you know, his face, it almost looks like he's either angry or in pain or both.
Yeah.
And says, danger, like he's struggling to get out, because there's that he puts out at first.
Their heads are right next to each other, yeah. So it's very easy to compare. And the ghostly Peter, his eyes are open, wide, looking out, whereas Otto's eyes are closed and pinched as if he had a sudden headache.
Yeah.
So it's as if Peter is used to that sensation and is instead focused on what the danger might be, whereas Otto's just sort of like, it's like a sudden onset headache or something.
Yeah. And he goes, Doc Ock goes, of course, the missing element. Mary Jane, can I see you for a minute?
And then Peter replies, Doc, what are you doing? Otto, are you mad? Something's wrong out here.
And they're starting to make their way outside onto the rooftop.
Yeah, get a little fresh air. MJ's.
Thought we could use some fresh air. And she responds, oh, it's chilly. And he goes, here. And it looks like he passes off his jacket to her.
Yeah, very suave and gentlemanly indeed. Dang it, Doc. There's trouble all around us. I know you can feel her. Feel it. Take her inside. We had a deal, remember? Your vow, great power, great responsibility. Come on.
How long has it been since the two of us have, you know?
Peter!
No, not that. Yeah. Going web swinging.
Oh, Spider Island, which I also haven't read.
MJ says in parentheses.
Yeah. That was MJ, not me.
Far too long then. Here, take my hand. And at this point, he's kind of going over the edge of the roof a little bit, or is kind of sitting on top of it. And he's in the Spider-Man costume.
Yeah, he's taking off his shirt and stuff and got the suit underneath.
Take my hand, he says to her. And she reaches out and takes his hand. So.
Yeah, okay. And then Pete in the background. MJ, no, don't fall for it. That's not me. I'm right here. And I love you. Please hear me. Don't do this. You know, because I think he realizes that Ock is upon something with this, that, you know, she is going to get a thrill of running around web swinging with Spider-Man.
Yeah.
And the next page, nice splash page too.
Yeah, this is really awesome. So we're going in between buildings here, and Superior Spider-Man is swinging through them, and we have this huge ghostly image of Peter in the costume, kind of looking down at this happening. And he's shouting out for Mary Jane. She's having just an awesome time going, woo, or whatever.
Yeah.
That little Ric Flair moment. And Doc Ock in Peter's body says, what I tell you, just like old times. But just the way it's all laid out, it's
really neat. Good. It's a giant ghostly Spider-Man. He is in the suit in this ghost image, looking down on them as they swing through. And the results of this trial are much better.
Results, success.
Yes.
They kind of get onto the fire escape outside of MJ's apartment.
Right.
He goes, here, let me get the window for you. Thanks, Tiger.
All this time, the spider was the missing element. It's always been about Spider-Man and Mary Jane. A woman like Mary Jane Watson lives for danger and excitement. Now that I've factored that in, she will be...
And she says, sorry. What? I'd invite you in, but I've got company. Carly's been staying over and I've been helping her out. Which Carly kind of adds to that, you know, since I got shot. You remember that, Peter.
Yeah, sort of loaded the way she says that, yeah. You know, implying something a little deeper.
And Ghost Peter is loving it. He just, psych!
Yeah. Really, really just does, I think, dreading the idea of Otto hooking up with Mary Jane. Just, you know, with all their fights and all their battles over the years, somehow this might feel like a low blow.
No,
and
yeah.
This is just way worse and way more wrong.
And not even a peck on the cheek this time. Say goodnight, Otto.
Goodnight, ladies.
Rejected. Suck it, Ock.
I am undone at every turn, but how?
That's easy, Doc, because that lady back there is my soulmate. Emphasis on the soul.
Yeah.
And you could never have what we had.
Wait, of course. I'm a fool for not thinking of this sooner. I can be with that Watson girl anytime I want.
Don't like the sound of this.
Because she was with Parker, and now that his memories are mine, I can relive them over and over. And
this is one of my favorite parts of the book, because we're having these flashback sequences to Peter with MJ, but...
It's Otto's head.
It's a young Otto with MJ instead of Peter, it seems.
Yeah, just sort of reliving all these romantic moments. And I think this is probably pushing Peter over the edge in frustration and anger, as, you know, his most intimate moments with Mary Jane are just shared, you know, vividly with Doc Ock, who goes to sleep thinking about all these romantic rendezvous.
And he just goes, you know, and Peter... is shouting out in protest, no. And Doc Ock just goes, each kiss, stop it, every tender moment. Those are my memories. You don't have the right to her touch, her taste, the feel of every inch of her. I swear, Octavius, I will get you for this.
That's right. It's just so, ugh, it's rough. And he wakes up just, morning already. I've never slept so soundly in, well, this life.
Enjoy it now, Octavius.
And he's taking a shower and he's singing what's probably like an opera or something, you know, just more of that Doc Ock stuff.
Yeah.
Spidey would be singing some, you know, I don't know, pop rock or something, probably.
Because right. I'm going to make you pay big time. Ugh, does he have to keep touching my body?
Ah, yes, a new day as he's skirting down the city streets, a day free from obsessing over Mary Jane Watson and Peter.
Really? Well, thank heaven for small.
Now I can move on to new conquests.
You pervy old man. Okay, I take it back. You can touch my body. Just don't touch anyone else with it.
Yeah, and so he's walking into Horizon Labs. He's being like slightly flirtatious with one of Peter's coworkers.
Miss Jeffrey.
Yes, totally creeping him out. Goes back and it's so funny to see him in such a chipper mood.
Well, the compliment he pays her too is completely outside of character for Peter Parker.
You're looking especially fetching this morning. Yeah. Yes.
She's like, fetching? Parker, what in the hell's matter with you?
Yeah. So he's at work very shortly before his patrol app goes off and you can see him staring at the tablet and, close up on a Spidey face sort of flashes up as if to give him an alert that he's received a message. It's my patrol program. It appears that Spider-Bot has detected something that merits my attention.
Yeah. Interesting. It's Spider-Bot 1. That's the unit I placed right outside Mary Jane's nightclub.
Right, right. And those three shadowy figures who now appear crashing through the windows of MJ's, and they're all cawing. They've got green wings and sort of yellow claws, a la the Vulture, I think, fair to say. And Pete, through his app, is able to see this imagery, some kind of strange bird creatures, and they're going after Watson. Still doesn't call her MJ or Mary Jane or, you know, after Watson.
Well, don't just stand there.
There's not a moment to lose.
And of course, he gets back into his Spidey outfit or whatever. And as they're leaving Horizon, too, I feel like this is one of those interesting things. And maybe there's nothing to it, but they swing in different ways.
Yeah. No, it's hard to sort of describe or put a point on, but definitely there are some of these subtle features. You know, soon we'll talk about some of the changes in the suit that you had brought up last time in more detail. And I think it's fair to sort of, you know, point that out. You know, they are different, and you have to assume that although Otto's new body has been doing this for years, his mind hasn't, and he might not have the same approach to how he actually web swings.
Right. Or it could just be a different preference too. Like maybe we're supposed to read into how Doc Ock does things as being a little bit more aggressive or forceful.
Sure.
You know,
sure. Spidey may be a little bit more flexible or, you know, gymnastic or agile.
Right.
You know?
So anyway, we return to inside the nightclub here, and there's the bar set up, and they're just attacking people that's inside. And one approaches MJ, and he says, "There it is, just where the boss said it'd be."
He rips open the wall.
Yeah. And there's a, it looks like there's a safe inside.
Hidden behind the wall, there's a safe. And if you remember from last issue, MJ had actually purchased this from, I don't know, directly from a supervillain, but knowing that this was an old supervillain hideout.
Yeah.
And it seems like there was a hidden safe that these vulture minions are actually trying to extract.
And so we return back to the Spider-Men or Mans or whatever.
Auto swinging towards MJ's, ignoring a mugging on the way, which, you know, really throws Peter off. But, you know, Otto just responds, a petty crime at best. I'm most focused on the task at hand.
So we return back to the nightclub. And MJ saying, oh boy, suddenly rethinking the whole bias supervillains old hangout thing.
Right.
And this little bird here is saying, yes, it's all right here. Got it. Sorry, Birdie, but if the vulture wants that, I can't let you leave with it. She's holding up a bottle or whatever. It looks like she's about to try and smash this bird's head in. One attacks her from behind, kind of grabs onto her shoulders with their talons.
Mary Jane, no, you don't fight the robbers. You just let them take what they want and live to fight another day. But she makes the mistake, and one of them grabs her by the shoulders and flies off with her and chucks her out the window, you know, whatever it is, 60 feet from the air.
Yeah. And Doc Ock, as Superior Spider-Man, says, one shot at this, if I can tag her with, and Peter has to reply, not a web line. And I think this is one of those points where he's certainly kind of intervening with Doc Ock's actions, saying, not a web line, the snapback could kill her. Make a web net.
And Otto does. And so it's interesting because I sort of get the feeling, and I think maybe this is what you're saying, that like, although Otto cannot directly hear his voice, some of the time the sort of purpose of his statement is shared. And so it seems reasonable to guess that maybe Otto was originally just going to do a web line and somehow hears Peter's voice without directly hearing it and knows, no, I shouldn't do that. I should make a web net. And he does. He makes a web net and saves her.
And so anyway, he goes, MJ.
Peter, how did you?
No. You're always my first stop on my patrol.
Of course I am. And they get another one of these romantic movie moments as she's safe above the streets in this web net. Peter approaches her. My heart's racing. Hers is too. I can feel it. Hal. Parker's memories. Oh, when I... Good God, I have his feelings for her now. And more than anything, I want to be with her. I need to be.
And she says, come here, Tiger. And kind of pulls him a little bit close, it looks like.
And yet he pulls back.
Yeah. And says, no.
Yeah. Peter also wondering why. But why? Mary Jane actually says, because the two of us together, it's insane. I can do the math. You love me as Peter and Spider-Man. But you can't be with me because I'm Peter and Spider-Man. It's a recursive loop, an equation that can never be solved.
What are you saying?
I promise to keep you safe, but our relationship is the greatest trap of all, and the only way to free you is to move on.
So, at this point, too, once again, kind of giving him props, Ghost Peter says, whoa, I was wrong about you, Otto. There are things you can do that I never could.
Right. And, you know, this is one of those moments where it's easy to kind of admire Doc a little bit for being willing to put off the relationship. I think it's possible it's still selfish because perhaps the feelings of love for Mary Jane from the shared memories were overwhelming to him. So it may not have truly been for Mary Jane's best interests as his. Now, I'm digging a little bit there. So it still may have been selfish, but regardless, it's different than what Peter could have done.
Yeah.
And so Mary Jane now back at her apartment, sort of explaining what had just happened to Carly, who's there. Carly is kind of astounded as well that, you know, Mary Jane says, he was right. We've been doing the same thing over and over again. And that is insanity. We have to change, or I have to. He's already there. And Carly's response, geez, MJ, you're making it sound like Pete's a different person, which of course has sort of a double meaning here. And she flashes back to the moment of Doc Ock, actually, you know, Peter in Doc Ock's body.
She's got a gun pulled on him.
That's right, right? When he was trying to retrieve that golden Octobot. Carly, wait, I can explain. I'm not Doc Ock. I'm Spider-Man. And so, you know, her words, that second meaning to Pete being a different person, she is obviously, without saying it, starting to wonder if Pete and Doc Ock have switched bodies.
Yeah.
And that is actually the case. So, Pete's a different person. Don't ask me how. It's a mystery. Yeah. MJ, I know you're not in the best place right now, but my arm's feeling a lot better. And I only have so much time off from the Force. It's time I got back to work. I'm sure my case files are backing up. And I know there's at least one mystery I have to solve.
And at this point, completely obvious that she's on to this whole thing with Doc Ock and Peter. Just the zoom in on her face, you know, she's looking very,
her eyes are sort of like half closed as she's thinking, you know, she's onto something. She's kind of got a thoughtful look on her face.
Super suspicious right now.
Yeah, absolutely. And that is the end to our issue.
Yep.
More good stuff. The whole dating trials with Mary Jane. Very humorous.
Definitely the highlight of the book, I think.
Yeah, yeah. But also interesting about what Pete and Otto can actually share and how much of each other they can be aware of. I don't think it plays into this arc so much, but it really becomes interesting what happens when Otto begins to suspect that there's something influencing his behavior besides his own free will.
Yeah.
And that'll play out. But some really good stuff. Now, in the back of this trade, some really nice stuff, like they do a lot of different covers from the books, including variants. And we do get this one sketch that has the Superior Spider-Man illustrated with notes about how the costume's been changed. And you had touched on it. I was sort of focused on the technical aspects, like the spider button in the middle of his chest and, you know, the claws on his fingers. But you had sort of expressed interest in the visual changes. And we do get a lot of them just, you know, perfectly explained here.
Yeah.
One of the obvious ones to me is that the blue in his suit, especially on the lower half, is now black.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly a difference there. The nose, you know, Spider-Man, the web design on his face, all the different lines from the web usually would meet in the middle between his eyes, but here they don't. The description is important. Face webs make slight angry brow and alien nose. Mm-hmm. So they're kind of designed to look a little different. Eyes take up large portion of mask. Angry, rigid physique. You know, I think that falls into when you were talking about the difference of them web swinging, that, you know, the rigidity of his web swinging and his motions.
Yeah.
It looks like the spider, they say, more aggressive, the big one on his back. And then also his feet, those little ninja toes,
right.
You know, the like a ninja would have some kind of slippers, and often you'll see the big toes sort of separated, and he's got that here as well.
And they kind of highlight the retractable claw on the big toe of each foot as well. And you can actually see the bottom of the foot too, and there's like the little place there where it comes out to that claw they're talking about.
That's right. The eye is a little bit more goggle-like, you know. Sort of layered, but interesting. And there is a design. And I believe later in the issues, he changes it further in that visual sense and adds even more black to it.
Yeah.
But good stuff. Good stuff.
So with that, do you want to go into Pick of the Week?
Yeah, let's jump right into it. Now, before we do, I just want to say that I did read my United States of Murder, Inc., and it was totally awesome, and Bendis' writing was fabulous. And, like, the first five pages, there were maybe, like, three words on it, which, of course, I was thinking of after our last discussion. But I definitely want to second last week's Pick of the Week. United States of Murder, Inc., totally cool.
Cool. So do you want to go first this week as well?
Whatever. Manhattan Project's new issue. There's been a little bit of a delay. Yeah, 21. And sort of looking forward to this issue because we see a couple of characters having sort of changed place over the last few issues. Yeah.
Important to know, we're recording on a Monday, so these books aren't actually here yet.
Yes,
so we're
kind
of speculating. We're having to record early in the week because I'll be out of town in Charlotte for the weekend.
Heroes Con.
For Heroes Con. Yeah. So
it's awesome. So I'm very much looking forward to Manhattan Projects this week.
Yeah. I'm going to go with Original Sin number 4.
Okay.
Like, not to say a whole lot about it without, giving spoilers for people who haven't maybe read the first 3 issues yet. It's so good.
Good,
it's so good.
Good.
If not, the story is great, but just also the Mike Deodato art in it too is incredible. So definitely worth checking out if you've not been reading Marvel's Original Sin, sort of their big summer blockbuster event for the year.
Yeah.
So
very cool. I have only read issues 1 and 2. I got to catch up on 3. So thank you for not spoiling. but I'm looking forward to it a little bit extra. You know.
Yeah, it's good. It's good stuff. So Manhattan Projects 21, Original Sin number 4 on shelves this week.
Very cool.
Give those a peek. See if that's something that you want to add to your list if you're not already reading it.
Plug me.
Just going to let that linger for a second. So 336cast.com. Be sure to check out that website. It's got all the episodes of the Stormcrow Comicast, including our stuff with the Court of Owls, with Saga, with Days of Future Past, and now Superior Spider-Man. Check out the 3 Beards episodes, some not safe for work stuff there, and also the 336 cast, as well as Opposed Thumbs and Name Redacted.
Awesome.
As well. So, awesome. 336cast.com. We've got over 100 episodes on there now, so plenty of stuff to dig into.
Awesome.
So, well, thank you as always for doing the show with me.
Dude, thank you.
And I guess we will talk to you guys with Superior Spider-Man number 3 next week.
See you guys next week.